Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to the last show of the year. Wednesday, Wednesday, folks, for the bestie. 361 days till Christmas. Yep, I did it. I did it just for you, pal. I'm going to send and love your way, especially today. Alright, we say Wednesday, everybody. Last show of the year. Boy, I can't even believe that I'm just saying that. It's the last show of the year. That's crazy. It's super crazy. Like, super, super crazy. Let's even see if we're on air. Alright, we are. Sometimes we just don't know. Last show of the year, everybody. I wonder where Silver Sister is. Are you there? Hold on out there. Cannabis Kid, where the heck are you? Next year, we're going to have Cannabis Kid here. A lot. Yep. He's promised. We're going to hold him to it. Yay. All right. So, holy cow. Last show of the year. I keep saying that, and it really is. I can't believe it's the new year coming up. Gosh, I hope everybody is just happy and healthy, and I know it's been a heck of a couple of years. It's been kind of crazy, but we want to give a shout-out to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. Thanks for sponsoring this show for almost 10 years. That's right. We also want to give a shout-out to The Good Leaf at 6224 East Speedway Boulevard, our new hemp and CBD marketplace. Come on down. We have everything. If you don't have it, ask for it, and we'll get it. That's right. We'll get it for you. We've got all sorts of great stuff down there, all sorts of organic. We've got vegan hemp and CBD. We've got gum. everything, lotions, balms, roll-ons. People like the icy hots and the heat things. We got those. So we got it all. So come check it out. Yay. Let's see what else is going on. We want to thank our sponsors, of course, throughout the year. And that would be Growers House at 3635 East 34th Street. GrowersHouse.com. Get on over there and check them out for all your growing needs. Canna Health Online Digital Magazine, 10 Buds, and CBDVious. So check out Canna Health Online Digital Magazine. You don't have to go anywhere but where you are to check them out.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals. profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
That's right. Check them out. And there's a link right on our website. You can get there at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. So check it out. We are open today and tomorrow for certifications. So come down. We're taking walk-ins. We've had a lot of walk-ins, which is awesome. And the Good Leaf is also open today and tomorrow for hemp and CBD. And we will be open Sunday, I think it's the 2nd. So we'll be open at the Good Leaf on the 2nd. Tumbleweed is not open on Sundays. We have to let our doctors rest at least one day. Although they love hanging out. They probably feel like we used to be open on Sundays. They do it. who knows? Maybe we'll go back to Sundays. Everyone's like, nah. All right. Let's see here. We are going to do some fun things today. I got a fun little gift, a little I Love Weed pack of playing cards. And we've got all sorts of facts and fun things. Here's a good one. Did you know that former president, that Nixon once unknowingly smuggled weed across U.S. customs for Louis Armstrong? That's awesome. Love to hear that story. Go Louis, go Louis, go Louis. All right. Let's see. So we're going to do some fun things like that. We've got I was trying to find a cannabis, something funny, a new funny video to play other than the John Oliver that we always play, but we still like to play that and Saturday Night Live skit. I still get a tickle out of those. So we're going to play some comedy, and also we're going to read some end of the year. We're going to have a 2021 recap of cannabis. And next year, we're going to have Dr. Colleen on. We want to say thanks for allowing us to reschedule. Oopsie-daisy. We both oopsie-daisied on each other, so we're okay. We're even. We'll do it when we're both ready and awake. Oh, what are y'all smoking out there? I have been making so much hash. That's right. I've been making hash almost every morning in my little bubble-o-matic bubble maker. Hash maker, you throw, it's so scary. You throw all your weed in a bucket with water and ice. You let it mix up like a wash machine, and you're like, oh my God, I'm literally washing my weed. It's cray cray. It just still freaks me out from story day. But you get a lot of really good hash. I have a jar. Woo! I'm sharing the hash. So we'll be smoking some bongs in between all this stuff, and of course we'll play our favorite pop song, and we got to get him back on the show. And for the bestie right now, I can still play the game even though I'm on the show. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to get you now. We have a friendship lamp. One of the best gifts I've ever been given in my life. Thank you, bestie. Seriously, it's the greatest thing because the thing lights up when your friends touch it. And you each have your own color. So I'm blue, and there's pink and purple and orange and green. And so we each have our color, so we know when we're thinking about each other. We just touch that lamp and say hello. It's super, super fun. All right, so we're going to play. This is very daring on my part. Maybe even stupid. I'm not sure. But I'm making a disclaimer now, so it's all good. All right, that was not loud enough. Get ready for some comedy that I've never listened to before. I hope it's good. Here we go. Oh, you know what we might have to do, actually? I might actually have to plug in, which I didn't want to have to do because technical things, they just make everything go crazy. I'm going to shut the front door because it's raining outside and it's absolutely gorgeous, but it's going to, you know, it's going to make our sound a whole lot better. So let's see. Maybe it's loud enough that you can hear it, but I don't know that it will be. So you know what? We're going to read another trivia while I set up the boombox. Okay. Sorry, I'm so far away. Oh, not trivia. Here's a fact. You know, here's something you all love. In Colorado, medical marijuana dispensaries outnumber this popular coffee chain 3-1. Oh, maybe you're supposed to guess it. Well, you all know what it is. So let's see if we can get this connected. And you know what we're going to have to do. Yep, there we go. We're connected. So let's see here. We're going to have to play it loud. Okay. So they're saying here, this guy saying, he goes into this whole 2-minute rant of he's trying to be a better person. And I had to select that I could use this thing. Oh, geez, opening programs. Anyway, this is a comedian. Here it is. Let's see if he's funny. Okay, so awesome. Can't hear a thing. All right, so hold everything. We're going to, you know what? We'll just try and use our own speakers here because I'm going to have to back up now. Everything's messed up.
Choices over time to make you a better person.
See if you can hear this.
So the first decision that I made to be a good guy is I decided to quit smoking marijuana illegally. And I got my pop card. California right now where, you know, you still have to lie to doctors. And the thing about it is they say it's so easy. You go into the doctor and you say, my back hurts or I've got anxiety, and they just want you to smoke weed. And so I went into a doctor and said, I've got anxiety that someday my back might hurt. And he said, dude, that's a serious issue. A lot of people your age are dealing with that right now. Let's cut that off before it starts. And he gave me a weed card.
Nice.
Because I think scumbags go to drug dealers, but good guys lie to doctors.
Trying to be a good guy.
I've got my weed card. The feeling of having your weed card, I've just ran out into the streets of LA like, where are we? Where are we going? And there's weed stores everywhere, and I picked one, and I hoped it was the right one, and I go in, and it was because there was weed there. And if you've never been into a weed store, the best way to describe it is that it's like every store you've ever been in, but all weed, right? And so they've got everything. They've got like weed water, weed sodas, trail mix, lip balm, lotions. And they even just have this little area in the corner where they just have weed. Like what our forefathers used to smoke. And I'm an old-fashioned guy. I like to smoke weed. I like to smoke the weed. It is a saying that I have planned. So I bought some weed to smoke, and I said, thank you so much. And I turned to walk out, and it didn't feel real. I just bought drugs, and I was able to walk outside. And I turned to walk out, and with drugs in one hand and a hand on a doorknob to freedom, from over my shoulder, I hear, oh, Mr. Zune, one more thing. And that's the moment that you realize it's been a 6-year sting operation focused on me. And there's like 8 cops out in the van like, I didn't think you'd fucking do it. We're going home. Jason, you're going to meet your daughter. And I turn around just like, where's the handcuffs? Just break them out. And she doesn't have handcuffs. She's actually holding a weed brownie. And she says, Mr. Thune, I know it's your first time here, and it's a cutthroat business out there. We're glad you chose us, and we hope you keep coming back to show our gratitude. Here's a free weed brownie.
Nice.
She handed me a weed brownie that was about the size of a VHS tape. And I know this is streaming, and there's younger audiences.
He's holding up how big it would be.
It's like 4 Apple TVs. Same amount of content. And I'm holding the weed brownie, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going to be honest. I don't like to eat weed brownies because I don't like to feel like I'm dying all the time.
Oh, my God.
But we all learn in elementary school, you never say no to drugs. You accept the drug. You either learn to like it or you give it to your best friend on his wedding day.
Right?
And so I accepted the weed brownie, and I said, thank you so much. Thank you. Someday. And I turned to walk out. And as I turned to walk out and I had my hand on the door again, she said, oh, wait, Mr. Thune, I almost forgot one more thing. And that's the moment you realize that they just planted more drugs on me. The guys in the van are like, I didn't think you'd do that. Offer him coke.
If you see this plant in your...
Oh, There we go. Hold on. Oh, there's there. Yard. Let's just mute it. Don't step on it. This is an ad. They're showing you. Oh, maybe we should just unmute it.
Care for.
See what it is.
If you pull out the
we can
to protect
skip ads.
See what it says. Tell them there's hookers in the back. And I turn around just like, just call my wife. Tell her it's over. Take me away. And she says, what I almost forgot to tell you is make sure and only eat an eighth of it. And I was like, an eighth of it? And she was like, I mean, yeah, basically what you want to do, I mean, okay, what you want to do is you want to, first off, you just want to break it up into halves. And then what you're going to want to do is you want to break both those up into halves. And then at that point, what, you know, like, oh, no, I know fractions. Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't stop you. I didn't know you were defining fractions. I was just curious as to how you almost forgot to tell me that I might die. But thank you so much. Thank you. Someday. And I took the weed brownie and I took it home. And when I got home, I put the weed brownie in a backpack. And you guys, that's not me bragging. We've all got backpacks. You know, I'm not trying to act like I'm better than you. Oh, the big guy who moved to LA has backpacks now. I just have a backpack that I'll keep drugs in every now and again. And
okay.
I put it in there and I thought,
who doesn't have that?
And then I moved on with my life. And then later that night,
they'll be out crying. What? Why?
Later that night, I took all the weed that I bought just to smoke, and I took it over to a friend's house. And me and him smoked all of that weed in his backyard like responsible 36-year-old men do on a Tuesday every now and again. We were playing pinball in his backyard. He has a pinball machine back there, just outside. Because in California, you can just put stuff outside. And it's so close to you guys. What if you could put your stuff outside? An interesting sell for California. They're all moving up here. You guys can put your stuff outside down there. Think about it. We're out there playing pinball, and then I had that moment around midnight, that moment where your heart sinks into your stomach, and you just, my phone. I put my phone over on a bench about 2 hours ago, and for 2 hours, I'd just been sitting there living my fucking life. And you see your phone, it's just like, oh my God, what happened? What's going on? And there it is. I've missed 5 phone calls from my wife.
Uh-oh.
And it didn't feel that important. So I hop back onto the pinball machine, and I keep playing pinball, and then I hear the 6th phone call coming in. And you guys, if you know me, you know that I get the 6th phone call every fucking time. That's a guarantee. So I pick up the phone, and before I can say a word, it's Suzanne on the other end just screaming, what the fuck was in your backpack? What the fuck did you put in that backpack? And when you're as high as I am, and somebody calls you, and they're angrily yelling about backpacks in a very accusatory manner, in my stone brain, all I could hear was her questioning my backpack knowledge. You don't know shit about backpacks. You're not the man I married. And I'm just like, oh, Suzanne, you called the wrong guy. You know I know about backpacks. And you used to have a JanSport back when we met, when you were fucking real. Where's that JanSport at, Suzanne? And then it just gets real quiet, and my friend Cameron's in the corner. Tell Suzanne hey for me, too. And then this is the moment where everything is like, wait, what are we yelling about? What's happening right now? This is Suzanne. Like, a lot of thoughts going through my head. And then in that moment, Suzanne said, in the most calm manner, whatever was in your backpack,
oh no,
Mikey ate.
Who's Mikey?
Uh-oh. Mikey's our 36-pound French bulldog. I am Mikey's 185-pound owner. 190. I'm 6'4". Mikey's like dog height. I was supposed to eat an eighth of it. Mikey ate the whole goddamn thing. Because Mikey likey. And I told him, you go hard, buddy, every time. And as all of that was processing in my head, my wife, who is living the worst life with the worst husband, just said, just get the fuck home. And she hung up, and I just sprung into action. I looked at my friend, and I said nothing. And I ran to my car. And when I got to my car, I ran back into my friend's house, and he helped me find my car keys for about 10 minutes. Ran back out to the car, got in the car, drove home, and I did not listen to any music on that drive home because I didn't deserve it. Because the new responsible Nick doesn't just flip on tunes when he's in trouble.
Oh.
He thinks about what he did.
Uh-oh.
And he might not be able to figure out the stereo at that moment. So I drove home, and when I got home, I pulled into our driveway, and the best way to describe our driveway is it's curved. So as you pull in at night, your headlights wipe the house, right?
Oh, Lord.
Just like, shh. And there, at the end of the wipe,
oh, God,
was the end of the driveway where my wife's car was parked.
Uh-oh.
And for that moment, for just, I could see her face. Just... And the only way to describe the look that was on her face is divorce. Parked my car, got out, ran around, and there's Mikey just sprawled out in the back seat of her car. And the only way to describe how high Mikey was is Burning Man high. He's like a dog that's been stuck at a hippie festival in the Nevada desert for 14 days, and he just needs a ride home. And he's not even sure he's a dog anymore. And he's wearing pants. Did Mikey buy pants? Did he have money at some point? These are kind of... Turns out he couldn't hold his pee in. So she just put my favorite pair of pants on him. That were not at the top of the drawer. She fucking dug those out. Which I deserved. So I hop in the back seat with Mikey because there's no way I'm going to sit up front with an angry pregnant lady. I didn't even mention she's pregnant. Edit that out. Let's just say she's sober. I think it's better for the story, for me. So I hop in the back seat with Mikey. We got a real angry sober lady up front. And she backs out of the driveway and starts driving to the vet in a way that is exciting. It's like, this is the woman I married. You drive like this forever. This is exciting. And I'm in the back seat, and all of a sudden,
oh, no.
It feels like a cool stoner buddy comedy adventure. Like, I'm James Franco, and he's Seth Rogen, and who knows what's going to happen. We know Judd Apatow's on board. And we are driving, and halfway to the vet, she realizes that I am as high as the dog is. And it was subtle. It was just, I had my head out the window. Now, I married a smart woman. Because most simpletons would just roll the window up.
Oh, no.
But it's actually a two-step process for a genius. She locked the windows and then rolled it up. Caught a lot of chin, good amount of hair. And then she said, as the window was up and I was sitting back there slightly confused, she said, Nick, I just want to know. I just have a question. I just want to know if this is you. Is this who you are? Is this the man I married? Who's going to be a father? Who's a dog owner? My husband, is this who you are? So my wife got me this weird new tool.
Oh, no. All right. Well, you're listening to Weed Stay Wednesday while we wait for that answer. Oh, look at this. We can skip that. Boom. All right. Hang on. Ready for it? You're listening to Weed Stay Wednesday. This is absolutely fabulous. Here we go. Here it is. Drum roll.
And it's just like, you're fucking bumming me out right now. I am really stoned. And anybody that's ever smoked weed before, you know that you could go down two paths right there, the darkest path ever, or want to be better. And I wanted to be better. And so we got to the vet, and I grabbed Mikey, and I ran like it was Boys in the Hood and my best friend's been shot. I get to the front door of the 24-hour vet, and I kick it open, and me and my stone dog enter extremely loudly into a very quiet and somber waiting room. To a 24-hour vet. People are sitting in this waiting room whose animals are currently dying. And Mikey is living for the first time.
Oh, man.
And what do you do? What do you do in that situation? And I'll tell you what you do is you fill out a shitload of paperwork. And it's questions like, what's your dog's name? Honestly, who fucking cares? His name's Dog. Six Dog. Dog. What's his birthday? Oh. Who wrote this? I don't know Abraham Lincoln's birthday. You think I know this turd's birthday? One of them freed slaves. The other one eats human shit whenever he has an opportunity. Happened twice. Worst 2 days of my life. I don't know his birthday. So I just put my dad. It's May 17th, 1950. He's an old dog. He's doing great. If there's anything you're going to say about us as dog owners, he's doing pretty good. Next question. What's your name? Okay. All right. I guess I'll take this one left-handed. Nick Boone threw the pen, went for a high five. Suzanne didn't care. And then they take us back to the room. So this assistant walks us back, and they put us in this small room. Suzanne sits back in the corner. A lot of anger. Real quiet. I'm in the middle of the room holding Mikey. Still have a pretty good buzz going. And that's the moment that the vet walks into the room. And this is the order in which it happens. She's bouncing from room to room. Animals are dying everywhere. She's flipping through paperwork. She didn't have time to look at paperwork before she comes in. She comes in the room just buried in the paperwork, and she goes, oh, my God, Nick Soon. Looks up, realizes the tension. Oh, sorry, I saw your name. I'm a big fan of your comedy. This is crazy. Anyway, so what's going on with Dog? Two horrible things just happened. One, Suzanne just realized I wrote down our dog's name as Dog. Two, this person likes me, actually thinks I'm a good guy. Suzanne's in the corner just like, what is my life? The vet's looking at me like kind of getting it, like, you fucking rascal. But the vet's a pro. She pushes through it. She goes, okay, well, how much weed did he eat? And I was like, I'm probably the only one that knows that. Standard VHS size brownie. And then she said, did he eat the whole thing? And that's when I said, knowing him, he probably put a little aside for later. To which she laughed out loud at, because she should have, because she's a fan, and I gave her everything she wanted. That was some off-duty, pro bono, off-the-top shit. Just like, oh, you like my stuff? There you go, babe. That one's for you. And she's looking at me like, you're the fucking best. And I'm looking at her like, if this doesn't work out, you and me forever. And in that moment, Suzanne takes the car keys out of her purse and throws them across the room, and they hit me in the side of the head, and she says, go wait in the fucking car. Freeze frame. That's it. That's the 25-minute story I'm opening my special with. Think about it. Think about it for just a second, though. What just happened? What just happened? If you look at that moment for just a second, just that whole moment, that freeze frame, and think, who's in the room? Who we got? We've got Nick. We've got a fan. We've got not a fan. For good reasons. What happened there? I think if you ask most people, they'll say, well, you're an asshole and she was angry. But if you surround yourself with yes people, what I think really happened there is she was basically saying, hey, big guy, you're fucking killing it in here. This is why I married you. Get outside. Have a cigarette. I'm going to handle all this adult bullshit. They're probably going to keep Mikey overnight. We can go home, enjoy ourselves without this creep watching us for once. So anyway, Mikey got sober 2 days later.
Yep.
He's been sober about a year now. We are just so proud of him.
All right, guys, and with that, our favorite halftime show.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
into my house, like, what up, I got some good pot, I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop, ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty, my friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey, rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time, dominating all my friends, as I eat some chili fries, draped in a Smuggy with my girl sitting next to me, probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea, but shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, last show of the year. can't even believe that Silver Sister is here.
Well, she's not in the house. She's in her house.
With Reggae Ryan and family.
Okay, I won't. I won't. All right, welcome back. That was super funny. Nick Spoon. Boy, that was really funny. We're going to have to play that again. I'll probably put, yeah, we'll have to do that again because that was just really funny. We need funny sometimes. All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. Thanks for all for tuning in here. And you know what? You can get certified today and tomorrow, 10 to 6 p.m. We will be closed on Friday and Saturday for the new year, 2022. That's got a good ring, 2022. Hopefully it's good. I just got disconnected from my own phone call. That happened. So, I mean, we're still good, but I always call in in case I have to, in case the show dies. Cause you know, sometimes it happens and, we're just hanging out, hoping it doesn't happen. We're halfway through. There I am. I love it. The one funny thing that they did when you're ready to be on air, then you push pound one. If you want to come on air with us and say Happy New Year, 646. 915-8421. Have Reggae Ryan call in and we'll do a sample. Tell Reggae to call. Reggae Ryan. But you push number one and then it shows a little hand raise, like, you know, back in the day in school when people actually had respect for their teachers. They just raise their hands if they wanted to talk. Anyway, all right. So if you want to get certified, you can get certified for a whole host of things. And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, go to the certification section. You can book your appointment right there. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, that covers most of your ailments, arthritis, migraines, severe nausea, seizures, all seizures, including epilepsy, and HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's that runs all the way through to dementia, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. You can also get your card if you're being treated for something, even if it's not on the list, but it's causing something on the list. You can get your card for that too.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. And if you want to go get some hemp and CBD products and you're over there by Bookman's Speedway in Wilmot, check out The Good Leaf at 6224, yeah, East Speedway Boulevard. So you can catch us on Speedway and on Broadway. Did you know weed is nature's candy? There are approximately 160 million marijuana users globally. 20% of those are North American users. Got that right. Oh, legal marijuana can generate $8.7 billion in federal and state tax revenue annually. Get a piece of that pie, folks. Let's see. Alcohol kills, weed kills. In 2003, Canada, became the first country in the world to offer medical marijuana to pain-suffering patients. Wow. In the world. What in the world? That's awesome. Mary Jane. 25.7% of Dutch citizens reported having used marijuana at least once compared to 42% of U.S. citizens. Just a bunch of stoners. Oh, 42% of people in the U.S. have tried marijuana at least once. Yeah, yeah. There you go, 42%. There's a picture of a cat smoking a joint, and it says, smoke me out. Weed smokers eat 600 calories more a day. Well, that's interesting. And still yet, some of them lose weight more. Did you know stoners are skinny? Oh, here's a picture of a pot leaf upside down. Mistletoe. Oh, that's a good one. Mistletoe. All right. Where was it? All right. Oh, yeah. Here's a picture of Bill Clinton. I did not inhale. Yeah, you did not do a lot of other things, didn't you, buddy? Told my doctor I was having problems with my joints. He told me to roll them tighter. All right. Let's see. Weed and beer are botanical cousins. This is true. Happiness really does grow on trees. It sure does. It takes 800 joints to kill a man, but there's no such thing as marijuana overdose. Carbon monoxide poisoning would be the cause of the death. Yep, that's right. That's right. Oh, yes, there's a cow in the room. Alice in Wonderland was originally printed on hemp paper. Its author, Lewis Carroll, was a frequent marijuana smoker. You think? Fun fact, guys. I think he did a lot of other stuff, too. U.S. teens smoke more weed than cigarettes or e-cigs. Interesting. Yeah, because I think it's just easier to get your hands on, and it's better for you, actually, than both those things. 75% of Americans believe federal legalization of cannabis is inevitable. Yeah. 75%. And 85% of Americans believe adults should be allowed to use cannabis for medical purposes. Got that right. All right. Okay. Forgive my bluntness. That's how I roll. All right. Let's get to some 2021, the year in review. Let's see what we got going on. Picked a couple of different articles from places, and there's some summaries here. I found one that, did you know in January, Steve D'Angelo split from Harborside Health Center to go move on and do more entrepreneurial things for himself and promote cannabis in the way that he wants to now. What did he say? As of today, I've ended my leadership role and employment relationship with Harborside, Inc. Moving forward, I will continue my work to expand the range of cannabis knowledge and freedom with a focus on ESG, equity, sustainability, and governance opportunities. I wish Harborside the very best as it continues to promote wellness and destigmatize cannabis. There you go, Steve. To have you back on the show. Nice guy. What a super nice guy. There you go. Steve is out doing his own thing, so we wish you luck. Let's see what else. What happened in February? Oh, yeah. Remember this? Oh, well, two things. Rick Steve took over as board chair at Normal. Wow. I still don't think he smokes it. And then what is the deal with Delta 8 THC? Remember that phase? Well, it's still happening, and it's still crazy. The latest type in cannabis is Delta 8 THC. It's a minor cannabinoid somewhere between THC and CBD. And apparently, it can get you really, really trashed. Yeah, like real trashed. So you got to be careful. I mean, if you're sensitive, they're saying that it's an introductory pathway to get into cannabis, but I don't know. Seems to me like people that I've talked to are really getting high from it, so it might be a little too strong for people. It says many people claim Delta 8 is a smoother, less anxious psychoactive experience than the more familiar Delta 9. Discover reported in September. It also seems to have additional medicinal effects than regular THC, such as better pain relief. But these claims have yet to be weighed in clinical trials. our resident cannabis specialist, Dr. Mary Clifton, is high on Delta 8. It's a nice introductory product for people who are afraid of cannabis and all the legalities and want to try it. Exploiting the gray areas may help expand the market and make regulation impossible. So I don't know. Be careful. I say with anything that if you're new to this stuff, yeah, just, maybe go with the brownie, but not the whole thing. No, I'm just kidding. We like to say microdose. So, you know, maybe find a little 1 to 2 milligram, you know, treat or edible or candy or whatever, sublingual, and try it that way. So, yeah, that's what happened. You know, that's one of the other things that happened. Let's see. White House staffers were fired for previous pot use. Wow. That's lame. And then they tried to explain why 5 White House staffers were fired for admitting past marijuana use. Wow. Our hesitancy to support Joe Biden was well-founded. He was responsible as a senator for the passage of federal anti-drug legalization in the 80s and 90s and the founding of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, ONDCP, and the creation of the Drug Czar cabinet post in 1982. As recently as 2019, Biden called marijuana a gateway to heroin and other drugs. Wow. That was not too long ago. Joe, we hope you are and have changed your mind. We're going to send you a bong. What color do you want? You should send him a nice bong. Trump really needed the bong when we threatened to send him an orange one. Maybe we should send him one now because he's rallying. You know, his team's out there and they're like, we're coming back. All right, here we go. Well, yeah, so that's what happened. We're learning White House staffers who've used or use cannabis are being suspended or told to resign or shifted to remote work locations. What? You use pot, you're going to go work in the back. Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed that 5 staffers are no longer employed as a result of this policy, adding there were additional factors at play in many instances for the small number of individuals who were terminated. Yeah, well, what we tried to do as an administration was work with the security service who actually makes these determinations about suitability for serving in government. In the past, and I served in the Obama administration, the rules were actually far more stringent. So that isn't about anyone's personal point of view. It's about working through the process of history and modernizing it, taking steps to address the right that marijuana is legal in a number of states across the country, including our nation's capital. Crying out loud. Oh, Lord. All right. In April, Virginia legalized it, and Willie Nelson turned 88 on the 29th of April. Happy birthday, Willie. I would love an interview. More so, I'd like to see him in concert. I have not done that. I grew up listening to Willie's music with my mom and her records and stuff, you know, all that good stuff. Let's see. In June, the war on drug turns 50 and Connecticut legalized it. Yeah, yeah. All right. Lil Baby busted for weed as James Harden looks on at Paris fashion show. Oh, rapper Lil Baby busted. All right, all right. Sasha Baron Cohen sues cannabis company. Well, there you go. There's some lawsuits back there. Let's see here. What else is going on? Let's look at this here. All right. So here's another little breakdown. State legalization. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, New Mexico, Virginia, and Alabama. 6 states legalized some form of cannabis this year, with New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, New Mexico, and Virginia all legalizing adult use, with Alabama legalized medical use. Way to go, Alabama. Woo-hoo! You want me marijuana with money? Just kidding. Since legalization, New York has been making strides towards getting the adult use program up and running. As we blogged in October, the New York Cannabis Control Board held its first meeting October 5th. At the meeting, the senior staff was approved, and they were discussing developing public education initiatives and outreach in the near future. New Jersey has also acted fast on developing its adult use program. Well, duh, guys, there's all sorts of billions of dollars in it. Hurry the heck up. Here's my tea. I missed the whole laugh track. Sorry. All right, let's see. New Jersey released the adult use regulations in August. and only a month later had provided the framework for its application, which are already open as of December 15th, 2021. All right, for manufacturing and cultivation licenses. Retail applications will open soon, as early in 2022. So if you're in New Jersey, kids, get on it. Figure out the rules and get there. All right. Connecticut also legalized adult use this year in June. Only a few months later, the state's Department of Consumer Protection published policies and procedures for adult use. Awesome. Virginia has also legalized adult use, with retail sales anticipated to begin in 2024. New Mexico expects to see sales on a shorter timeline, projecting retail cannabis to start no later than April 2022. Right on. This year, we also saw Alabama become the 37th state to legalize medical marijuana. Alabama. All right. Delivery licenses, Massachusetts. In early June, we saw the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission announce a new delivery license. As of now, that license type is available exclusively to economic empowerment and social equity program participants. The already existing marijuana courier license permitted license holders to deliver marijuana directly to consumers and medical patients from retailers and treatment centers. However, this new delivery operator license also permitted license holders to purchase marijuana and marijuana products directly from cultivators and manufacturers for delivery directly to consumers. Additionally, delivery operators are able to store products overnight, unlike couriers. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. All right. What else is going on? Let's see. The federal government remains relatively conservative on enacting cannabis reform, but we have seen some movement this year suggesting biggest changes to come. The Safe Banking Act was reintroduced in Congress this year and passed in the Senate. While it has not passed the House or become law, it kicked off broader legislation introduced later in the year, including a federal decriminalization bill in the works under Senator Schumer, Booker, and Wyden. Congress is also considering laws related to descheduling and sentences reform, expungement, consumer protection, veteran access, and hemp and CBD regulation expansion. It's happening, folks. You know, when we started Tumbleweeds Health Center 10 years ago, over 10 years now, we said, you know, it'll be 10 to 20 years before we see the government really get it regulated in such a way that it's just, you know, all the states can, it's legal, they can do what they want. And we're at our 10th year. We're into our 10th year. And look, here we go. It's changing. It'll change. All right. Illinois and New Jersey. Both New Jersey and Illinois awarded licenses this year, with New Jersey issuing 14 licenses in October and another 30 in December, and Illinois issuing 55. With the adult use applications already live in New Jersey, we expect to see a lot of growth in the industry this coming year. And 2021 has been a big year for state government support of the cannabis industry. We have also seen increased support from other major corporations. For instance, Amazon announced its support for federal cannabis reform legislation and removed cannabis from its drug screening programs for unregulated positions. Duh, everybody needs staff these days. What that's about. The continued and increased support for the industry by major corporations may help move the needle on federal support and support in states that have not yet legalized cannabis. Well, that's the truth. That is absolutely the truth. So, Amazon, the more people that show support, especially the big ones, the better. So let's see. There's some other things that are happening. Cannabis legalization in Europe. Malta is set to become the very first European Union country to legalize adult use cannabis. Woo-hoo! Malta's president, George Vella, is expected to sign the bill after it was approved by a majority vote in parliament back in October. Luxembourg announced that it would legalize cannabis as well, but Parliament hasn't approved the measure yet. Additionally, Germany's incoming government party leaders created a formal 118-page agreement to legalize cannabis and promote broader drug policy harm reduction measures. Woo! They also discussed advancing other drug policy reforms, such as establishing a drug checking service where individuals can have illicit drugs tested for harmful substances without having to worry about imprisonment. New Jersey courts have expunged around 362,000 low-level cannabis-related criminal records since July of 2021. That's how you do it, New Jersey. That is how you do it. That is awesome. Holy cow, that's a lot of people. All right, President Biden signed bill for researchers to access cannabis dispensary products. President Joe Biden signed an infrastructure bill that includes provisions to allow researchers to study actual cannabis that consumers buy from state legal dispensaries. Currently, researchers only have access to government-grown cannabis for research. Additionally, it indicates that scientists from states that haven't enacted the legalization of cannabis should be able to access dispensary products that are for sale in jurisdictions that concluded prohibition. This bill also mentions that cannabis research should also examine the impact cannabis has on driving. Right arm. Okay, here's some other highlights of 2021 for cannabis. The NFL will no longer test their players for cannabis use during the off season. Uber Eats in Ontario is allowing orders for cannabis products. All right, Uber Eats, Ontario. Uh-oh, billionaire Charles Koch will invest $25 million in supporting federal cannabis legalization. Can you do that? Hey, feds, here's $25 million. Make it freaking legal. Many people from other industries, especially retail workers, transitioned to the cannabis industry. One huge highlight on this topic, FlowHub appointed former Uber executive Leandre Jones as COO. Delta-8 THC, which doesn't bind as tightly to the CB1 receptor in your brain that gives you the high feeling, grew in popularity this year. Yep, we knew that. And Mexico's Supreme Court decriminalized the recreational use of cannabis, 8-3 ruling to reduce drug-fueled hate crime, criminal crime, cartel crime. Yeah, yeah. No more cartel. Yeah, right. Oh my gosh, they're gonna get me. I was kidding, guys. Kidding. All right, this has been a crazy, wild year. Everybody, go get some Monolaurin. It's a great supplement. It's good for you. I think this is not medical advice. Disclaimer. Works for me. Awesome. Take care of yourself. And we really look forward to seeing you all or listening to you all in the new year. We have lots of great guests coming on. Dr. Colleen's coming on. She's got a wonderful book about Colleen Higgins about just how to take your medicine and where to start and how to do it. So we love you guys. Happy New Year. Oh, what happened? You can't hear us. Hold on. Oh, man. Hang on. Now, something's happening with the sound and can't hear it. So I don't know what's going on, but it's the theme song and it's not working. You can't hear it out loud. So my apologies and happy new year. And as always, let's see, be smart, be safe and educate. We love you guys. We wish you a very, 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 very happy and safe new year. It's been awesome. We always love being with you guys. And we will see you all next year. And let's see. Be smart, be safe, and educate. Happy New Year. 361 days till Christmas.